University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
It's Martin Luther King Jr. holiday in the United States. I thought I'd take you through some of the chronology of Martin Luther's life. He was born, by the way, in 1929 on the 15th day to the Reverend and Mrs. Martin Luther King Sr. in Atlanta, Georgia. He graduated in 1944 from Booker T. Washington High School and was admitted to Morehouse College at age 15. He was ordained a Baptist minister February the 25th of 1948, just 19 years of age. In 1955, King received his doctorate in systematic theology from Boston University. That was on June 5th, and he joined a bus boycott after Rosa Parks was arrested on December the 1st. On December the 5th, he was elected president of the Montgomery Improvement Association, making him the official spokesperson for the boycott. On November the 13th of 1956, the Supreme Court ruled that bus segregation was illegal and ensured a victory for the boycott. And in 1957, King formed the Southern Christian Leadership Conference to fight segregation and achieve civil rights. On May 17th, Dr. King spoke to a crowd of about 15,000 in Washington, D.C. In 1958, the U.S. Congress passed the first Civil Rights Act since Reconstruction. And King's first book, Stride Toward Freedom, was published. On a speaking tour, Martin Luther King Jr. was nearly killed and he was stabbed by an assailant in Harlem. In 1959, King visited India to study Mohandas Gandhi's philosophy of nonviolence, and he resigned from pastoring the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church to concentrate on civil rights full-time. He moved to Atlanta to direct the activities of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. In 1960, a year later, he became a co-pastor at his father's Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. That same year, lunch counter sit-ins began in Greensboro, North Carolina. In Atlanta, King was arrested during a sit-in, waiting to be served at a restaurant. He was sentenced to 4 months in jail, but after intervention by John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy, he was released. In 1963, on Good Friday, April the 12th, King was arrested by Police Commissioner Eugene Bull Connor for demonstrating without a permit. On the 13th, the Birmingham campaign was launched, and it would prove to be the turning point in the war to end segregation in the South. During the 11 days he spent in jail, Martin Luther King wrote his famous Letter from Birmingham Jail. On June 23rd of 1963, Martin Luther King led 125,000 people on a freedom walk in Detroit. The March on Washington was held August the 28th and remains the largest civil rights demonstration in history with more than 200,000 people in attendance. At the march, King made his famous I Have a Dream speech. November the 22nd that year, President Kennedy was assassinated. January the 3rd of 1964, King appeared on the cover of Time magazine as its Man of the Year. By the way, after President Lyndon Baines Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act into law, Martin Luther King Jr. turned to socioeconomic problems. In 1968, he delivered the I've Been to a Mountaintop speech, and at sunset on April the 4th, Martin Luther King Jr. was fatally shot while standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. Today is MLK Day. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.